I'm going to be reading from Isaiah 40. We're very familiar with this passage. I told Dale this is one of my favorite passages. I love to watch eagles fly. But in a few hours, Rose and I are going to be going up to our cabin with our friends for a number of days. And we love it when the bald eagle fly right down the stream, just soaring down through it. And we were up a couple weeks ago, and the bald eagle stopped and landed in the tree right beside the cabin. But the imagery of flying with eagles, those that run, Isabel, Duke, and Joshua, and the others that run, don't you like the idea that you could run and not grow faint, not grow weary? And we'll have strength. Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not grow tired or weary, and God's understanding no one can fathom. God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even young people grow tired and weary, and young people stumble and fall. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Dale, blessings to you as you come and share with us.
My reflections with you this morning come out of the months that I've had now as an elder of this congregation. When I accepted the role of being an elder, I assumed I was on a journey that was going to be very simple, and I would go for the ride. I wasn't in it very long until I discovered that I needed resources to understand how to effectively work with you all as an elder. And the word that came to me as I've reflected on this was the word waiting, and also to note that in waiting, I this morning want to find hope, how to wait from Scripture, which we will take some time to look at, rather than any weak wisdom that I might come on my own. Waiting has not always been easy for me. For some of us, a variety of emotions and responses come to mind. For us, in the past, waiting is not always the word that we want to hear. Now, I do want to say immediately that I'm not going to say this morning we always need to wait. For instance, when I'm at the red light up here at the road and the light turns green, it's not wise to decide to wait, especially if there's cars behind you. So there are times when you need to act, but there are times we need to wait. Or I recall as well, living in New York City, there might be 20 people waiting to get on the bus. Now, I was taught as a youth and adult to always give others first choice. You give in and try not to jump ahead of people. But there were times when 20 people got on the bus ahead of me and the bus took off because I chose to wait and give others. So sometimes we need to take action. Currently here at Whitmer Heights, we have an agenda that we have been working at, and that's a little bit what I want to talk about this morning. There are different ways as elders, as we talk about our future, that we can respond. One might be that Jonathan, as our chair and as our leader, would choose to act like some people are in our world today and simply make a pronouncement. Jonathan would have the power to say, we're doing this, and that's the end of it. Rather, he has chosen to make us in that committee wait and process and discern together. So that's what I want to affirm this morning. We find it difficult at times because we want the answers to come fairly simple, but what I'd like to share this morning is from Scripture that there is a process that we can go through. That means sometimes it takes time, it takes prayer. And I want to remind you this morning that for me, God is not my personal secretary that I can tell God what to do. It's the other way around. Rather, God is in charge, and I must respond to him. Some scriptures that I have chosen over the last weeks to ponder as I've thought about waiting on the Lord, I find in Psalms, a number of the Psalms talk about waiting. And I also affirm this morning the variety of songs and worship introductions that also included the work waiting. But in Psalm 27:14, Psalm says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and take courage and wait for the Lord. Also some verses from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who would stand? But there is forgiveness with you so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. Also, Chris read from Isaiah chapter 40, so I won't read that again. Other than to say that worship reminds us at times to wait to hear the word from the Lord. Waiting is a discipline. It means I give up my control and allow God to show me the way, how to respond. We rely on prayer as a part of this discipline of waiting. Waiting can open up new ways for God to act and provide new life and ministry. And as an elder, Jonathan is helping us as we discern at times to wait. We've read your responses and your ideas. We've chosen to discern together. And I find that in John chapter 11, a way for us to understand that God desires to walk with us in God's way, but we have to submit to that. And I've chosen to look at the passage from John 11, which is a story about Lazarus. I'm going to note a couple of comments in which we will note again that waiting is part of the process. First, from verses 3-6, we note that the story of Lazarus goes as follows. So this would be Lazarus's sister, Martha and Mary. The sisters sent a message to Jesus, Lord, he who you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place that he was. A very deliberate act that Jesus did, which was to wait and not simply go running right away. Or in verse 14, Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there. You may believe, but let us go to him. Again, he was saying, I deliberately have waited to go to see him. And in verse 21, Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So again, a reminder that Jesus is in trouble with his friends because he is not responding immediately as they wanted. Rather, it is to understand that God was at work through Jesus, and some things happened, which I want to read beginning then in verse 32. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. This particular passage reminds me that Jesus, in his acts here, is deliberately slowing down the visitation that they wanted him to do so that they could understand who God wants to work through and how God is going to work in God's way. Jesus teaches them here that at the right time, he will act and bring healing. And he does it in a miraculous way. That is, Lazarus comes forth, a new life emerges out of what was death. And that is what this particular passage reminds me of. That is, there are times in our life in which it just seems death has taken over, that there is no hope for the future. Jesus didn't respond as we wanted him to, and now there is death. Rather, in God's way, Jesus helped them to understand there's new life is going to emerge out of what was death. And so experiencing this new life is what I think our congregation can talk and pray for as well. That is, at times when we see darkness, death, no life, God is at work. And if we are minding what God is doing through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit in our day, we'll be amazed at new life that emerges. And so we can say to ourselves, unbind this cloth that is binding us, and God will set us free. To experience the light of a new day, we need to move from darkness to the emerging new day in the east. That is, as we want to understand what God is saying to us about our life now, look to the east for the new light that's emerging. We have to wait to do that because we go from darkness to light. To the opposite would be to look to the west of what has been. And that is not where we'll find God's word for us today. So as a congregation, we are prepared, as we find in this story, to go from darkness to look to the east for the light to emerge, and God will then speak to us in that. As an elder, as I ponder at times, how do we as a congregation move? I would like to remind us this morning a very simple way that there are times now that we need to wait, to pray, and ponder together, knowing that God, through the Holy Spirit, will point out a way for us to travel. Waiting is not always easy and is not always promising, but God promises through the scriptures I read this morning that in waiting for the Lord, we will renew our strength. And so I would like in closing to read the psalm that we sang together, but I will read it. Teach me to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I would like to invite all of us as a congregation in the days ahead to walk together as we discern in waiting and in prayer what God would have for us, knowing that it is possible to unbind the cloth, the death, and have new life under the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, I do pray for wisdom and guidance for our leaders of this congregation. I do pray, our God, that as we wait upon you in prayer, that we would be open to what your Holy Spirit is telling us, so that, like Lazarus, we can emerge with new life, ready to serve you. Amen.